You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah, so today we're talking about the mayoral elections in Istanbul in Turkey, which, as I said in the introduction, seems like maybe not that important of a election, but actually might have some repercussion on a lot of things. So the people of Istanbul returned to the ballot boxes this weekend in a new municipal election, the second one in 3 months. The first vote was on the 31st of March this year, I suppose, and it was cancelled by the High Election Board after the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his Development and Justice Party, which is also called AKP, which is how I will refer to it from now on. So the president and his party pressured... they called for the annulment of the poll. They asked for the they accused the opposition of stealing votes, and they also pressured the board. And so 3 months ago, the opposition candidate Ekrem İmamoğlu of the Secular Republican People's Party won the election, and it was by a very, very small margin, only 13,000 votes, which is really nothing when it comes to elections. And while observers and commentators believe that he would keep that lead in the rerun of the election, no one actually really expected him to get the this massive victory that he got on Sunday. İmamoğlu not only defeated his opponent, the former Prime Minister and AKP candidate Binali Yıldırım, but he also managed to earn roughly 800,000 more votes. So now it's a 9% margin instead of the sort of 0.3% of last March. And with turnout only just 1% up, it means that this increase of the margin is really mainly due to a transfer of votes from the AKP to the opposition. And it's predicted that about 280,000 votes were actually lost by Yıldırım and between these two elections. So it is an impressive victory, but why does it matter? Well, it's the first time in 25 years that the city of Istanbul is changing political colours. This matters because the city is home to one in five Turks, so roughly 16 million people, which makes it the largest city in Turkey. And despite not being the capital city of the country, it is its economic and cultural centre. A third of Turkey's GDP is actually produced in Istanbul, and holding the key to the city means holding a great deal of power in your hands. But Istanbul has traditionally also been used by politicians as a stepping stone into national politics. When Erdogan won the mayoral race back in 1994, he rose to the Turks as a prominent figure, and he went on to become the country's head of state. So the heaviness of the defeat for the formerly ruling AKP has been spread all throughout the international media, and the vocabulary that has been used is actually pretty harsh, with words and phrases like humiliating defeat, a slap in the face, a disastrous decision, a stinging loss, etc., etc. So quite harsh words. Local media isn't really less moderate. The leftist newspaper Evrensel, usually quite critical of Erdogan, is also calling this defeat the slap of the people. And conservative media, who usually supports the president, has been a bit more reserved, insisting not on the victor in his name, but really on the people of Istanbul and their choice and the victory of democracy. And it is indeed the people that have challenged the quarter of a century status quo in Istanbul. The first election was a tight race because a lot of the AKP voters decided not to go to voting booth to try and send a message to their leader. They're struggling financially, and urban poverty is really striking and striking Istanbuliets really hard. And so the AKP electoral base that belongs in the lower socioeconomic bracket has so far remained and had so far remained very faithful to Erdogan. Has now decided to kind of go against it and send a message. They were very faithful to Erdogan because as a mayor and then as a president, he provided them with great infrastructures and transport and sort of overall economy boost. But the latest hurdles really have made some believe that they have been forgotten. So not showing up to the booth was a way for them to send a message and get their voices heard. But the result of the second election, however, shows that a lot of these AKP supporters actually transferred their vote to the opposition again to send a message, but a different one this time. One that shows that just how disappointed they were with the electoral board's decision to redo the election without any real legal ground for it, and also the lack of acceptance of defeat by the ruling party. And so lots of media articles actually went down, lots of media coverage is about people going down to, journalists going down on the streets and interviewing people, and especially AKP voters. And these interviewees did corroborate this idea that they had transferred their vote because they were strongly disappointed and angry with the rerun of the election. And as one Istanbul deputy from the AKP, Mustafa Yeniroglu, he put it actually quite well on Twitter, and he said, "We lost Istanbul because we lost the moral high ground. If we make genuine self-criticism, we can be a hope again." So what happens now to AKP and Erdogan? Well, the tension actually had already risen within the AKP party, and that could get more heightened with this major loss. And that might actually convince some of the AKP politicians to leave and create a new party. There's already two members of the AKP party. So the former president of the party, Abdullah Gül, and Ali Babacan, who used to be a former finance minister, they're both trying to form this new party. And just like the AKP that they still belong to at the moment, they are in favour of conservative, pro-market policies with social support to kind of get that electoral base that is not as financially well off as the rest of their electorate. But they don't have that, hard stance, fairly recent hard stance of Erdogan on security and, the fight to assert dominance in the region and the fight with foreign powers and also a lot of those anti-democratic actions. And so the President Erdogan is surely weakened by this election. Currently, he's only ruling because he is allied with the Nationalist Movement Party. But that could actually change if he wants to, maintain that stronghold that he has on his own party. And so he can carry on with this hard line on security and foreign policy and that way save his alliance. But that also leaves the door open for kind of secession within his own party. Or he can quit that hard stance and make compromises to regain his electoral base and stabilize his party. But that potentially could mean lose his allies. That being said, I think it's important to remember that this is just one election. It is obviously an important election, but the AKP still won the presidential election last year. That was only last year. And also the rest of the municipal election this year, back in March, with, around 52% to 50% vote in their favour. So it's not a big margin, but it's still a victory. So the AKP isn't out of the picture. They're just being a bit more challenged than they were before. And one final word is about how the media coverage has really insisted on the second election being the ultimate proof of democracy being alive and well in Turkey. I find that stance quite optimistic and naive, actually. I believe that there's only let's not forget that there only was a second election because the first one was cancelled without legal ground and because of pressure from the ruling party, which doesn't show a lot of, democracy being alive and well.
Certainly not.
In the first place. And if that's enough for people to think that that's good, then maybe we need to be worried about that. Sure, some people have voiced their concern and they've voiced their disappointment and disagreement with the current president's stance and what he did. But if that's all it takes for democracy, then I think it's a bit thin.
Yeah, it's not a high standard to hold it to.
No, not really. Also, since 2016 and the coup that had the alleged coup that happened in Turkey, a lot of horrible anti-democratic things have happened there.
A lot.
And so I think you can't just say democracy is fine in Turkey.
One election ran smoothly and we're all back to...
Yeah, so let's be cautious about what we call democracy and let's, be critical of a lot of things.
Certainly.
Always.
Not to be particularly morbid, but it's like saying family pride is all back together, all well after a funeral, almost. It's like, yes, we're all together, but is this how we want to all be considered together and live and kicking?
Probably not.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.